have my winner, I like to go in and then I'll have my graphic designer make reiterations of it. So I'll ask him to go make some revisions, right? So let's see, if I go back, this is my winner, right? So now I'll say, hey, can you go back? Cause I want to test the winner against other versions of itself. Does that make sense? So I want to take the winner and test the winner against other versions of itself, right? So what I'll do is I'll say, hey, I don't even have to tell my graphic designer that this is the winner because it's none of his business that I'm running a poll. But I'll say, hey, can you go in and give me this same exact cover and you want to change just one element? One element. Give me a version with maybe a different image on it. That could be one element. Or I could say, hey, give me a version with, instead of yellow, make it like Amazon orange or something like that. That could be another version. Or I could say, hey, can you give me another version where instead of having a volume up here, let's put some text up here. I want to give everyone who buys this book a free gift. Or I could say, give me a version where volume is down here, right? Or I could say, give me one of each of those. I'm kind of torn. I want to make up my mind. Let me see one of each of those different versions. And then they'll be happy to accommodate you because they have the main file in place, right? They've got the main layout in place. So now that's what I do. So I'll go in, I'll do that. And then after I do that, I run another poll, right? And this is a poll where I don't have as many versions. There's less versions. And now I go in and I create another poll and I put that one out, right? So now here's another version of the winner. If you remember, the winner just said volume one up here. Now I've got a version that says volume one, and then there's some extra text that says order now, receive $200 and free bonus training, right? And then I have, and this is also in Amazon orange. Remember, the original was in yellow, right? It just said volume one and it was in yellow. So now I'm pitting the original versus a variation of the original with some changes. And I kind of went against the grain here, against my own advice, and I made more than one change. Just now I told you to make just one change, but I couldn't resist. I added some text here, and I had him change the color. And then I'm running both of those against my second runner-up. All right, so now we give this to our audience, whether you're going into some Facebook groups and you're posting it in a group that's filled with Kindle publishers or authors or writers, right? Or if you're publishing, because this works for both fact and fiction, right? Or whether you're publishing like science fiction or romance or murder mystery, you can go in and you can say, hey guys, I'm working on the newest book and I'd love to get your feedback on it, right? And in exchange, I'll give you a copy of it, a preview copy of it once it comes out, or I'll give you a full version copy once it comes out. So now let's look at the results for this one here. One second, oops, back here. So which one do you think won? So take a look at this. Number one has 47%. Number two has 23%. And this was the winner before, look at that. All right, so now, and this number three has 30%. All right, so now I'm really starting to distill and get to a more clear-cut winner here, right? So super easy, great way to really like come up with an award-winning best-selling cover. Let me know what you think of this. Go ahead, post your comment. And again, let me know if you'd like me to share more of this insider stuff that I use to like really pull in a lot of money, like to make a lot of cash with this stuff. I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye. Make sure you subscribe right now.